You're listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Friday, January 18th. TEMU offices will be closed in a state-authorized observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, January 21st. University offices will reopen, and classes for spring 2013 will begin Tuesday, January 22nd. Registration is underway online at uonline.tamu.edu. In the event of an emergency during the university's closure, contact university police at 956-326-2100. There is still time to enroll for TEMU's Graduate Criminal Justice online 5-week courses. Three new 5-week graduate courses have also been added this spring, giving graduate students the opportunity to complete their degree sooner and undergraduates a chance to take new classes. The Criminal Justice Program made some changes to the Master of Science in Criminal Justice Program in fall 2012. The new format should allow graduate students to complete their degree in less than 2 years. Undergraduates or anyone with a bachelor's degree considering pursuing a master's degree should be aware that STEM work classes are no longer required to enter the graduate program. In addition, the previous GRE requirement for graduate criminal justice admission has been lifted. The program is entirely online, which allows working students the flexibility to complete coursework while working full-time or part-time. The course schedule is available at schedule.temu.edu, and for more information, contact Dr. Claudia San Miguel, Program Director, at csanmiguel@temu.edu or call 956-326-2529. Exposure to violent television shows has no influence on actual empathy toward victims of real-life violence, reveals a new study by TAMU senior psychology student Raul Ramos and TAMU Associate Professor of Psychology Dr. Christopher Ferguson. The study, called Comfortably Numb or Just Yet Another Movie, was published by the American Psychological Association's Journal Psychology of Popular Media Culture. Dr. Ferguson said, "The study explored whether exposure to violent television programs resulted in decreased empathy among viewers for victims of real-life violence." He explained that empathy refers to our ability to take the perspective of another and to feel compassion for them if they are hurt or suffering. In this study, led by Ramos, 238 mostly Hispanic young adults were randomized to watch either a violent or nonviolent TV show. Participants also watched clips of either fictional victims of violence or clips of actual people being killed or injured. Participants were significantly more empathetic of victims' suffering when they knew they were watching real violence rather than fictional violence. Empathy was not influenced, however, by whether they had viewed a violent or nonviolent show prior to the clips. These results suggest that at least among a primarily Hispanic audience, viewers' processing of media depends on whether they understand it to be real or fictional, and media violence does not necessarily reduce empathy to real-life violence. Ferguson said, "Feeling empathy is an important component of helping or civic behavior, and empathy is also associated with decreased likelihood of aggression toward others." This was the second time Ramos worked on the study with Ferguson, but it was the first time where he had primary authorship. It was also his senior thesis. Ramos said, "I ran all the experimental sessions we had going for well over a semester. Once the experimental sessions were done and all our surveys accounted for, I entered all the data, roughly 238 surveys." Ferguson said, "It's not common for undergraduates to have their research published, which speaks to the quality of Raul's work." For more information, contact Dr. Ferguson at cferguson@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2636. Additional information is also available on our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages, and at tamu.edu, where you can download our mobile app and check out our online calendar.